Quincy City Council President, Councillor at Large Nina Liang is checking in to chat with us about the May 18th City Council meeting, which was again held remotely. Hey, Nina, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Thanks for checking in. Really appreciate it. How are you getting better at these Zoom council meetings now?
I think I am. I think, yesterday we actually had a pretty full house virtually, and I think everyone, did really well, as always. So, yeah.
Yeah. Any thoughts as to when you might be able to get back to the Great Hall now that the first phase of reopening is getting underway in the state?
I don't. And, I think I have found over the last 10 weeks that it is really difficult and especially challenging when trying to plan, because you just don't know what's going to happen, day to day, week to week. And I think we talked a little bit about this in the beginning of it. It's, I'm glad that we are moving into this first phase, but and for those of you who had a chance to read through his state's reopening plan, we can't move into the next phase for a minimum of 3 weeks. And that's only if, on top of that, there are numbers with testing that show that we can move forward. And so, who's to say? I don't know. I don't know when that could be. It might even be the fall, before we're back in there. But whenever it is, I think that the best thing that we can do is just take it one step at a time and make sure that we are taking all the precautions we need to before we make that next step.
Sure. How do you feel about the governor's plans, just generally, for the city's standpoint and from your own standpoint?
Yeah, I mean, I think that once he, came out with some more details, it was a lot more encouraging. I think leading up to it, when it was the sort of very 20,000 feet basic four phases, I was a little bit anxious because I didn't know what any of it meant. Again, it was very basic. And when he got into the details of it, and now that it's accessible through the Mass State website, it's a lot more informative. And so it was really helpful for me to understand sort of where we stand. And when folks reach out and they have questions, I can understand a little bit more where the governor is coming from and what kind of industries and establishments he's looking to open, during each of the phases.
Yeah. Of course, the biggest news of this week is the mayor's budget presentation. How did that go?
I think it went really well. Again, this is not an ideal situation for a number of reasons, obviously, but, even when it comes to the budget presentation and the budget for us as counselors is one of the most important things that we do as a body, and so every year when the mayor is coming in front of us to present the budget, it's a great opportunity for all of us, for, both bodies of government to be in the same space and to have sort of a really good start to this important conversation. And so I was a little bit anxious not being able to do that in person, but again, I'm really grateful that the mayor, everyone in the administration, everyone in the council office and the clerk's office, all of my colleagues on the council, really came together and we're still able to create that space for this important conversation. So I was really grateful for everyone joining us and doing that.
Yeah. How do you feel about his goal, at least as he says, not to increase property taxes this year?
Yeah, I'm grateful for it. I'm happy for it. I think we all want the same thing. I think we all want that, for the residents of this city. It's really difficult, the position that we're in, like every municipality right now. We put the budget together by way of a combination of, property taxes, local receipts, and state aid. And that has completely been flipped around and, done a 180 given what's happened. We have to take a look at our local receipts and see not only what has changed, leading up to this budget cycle, but we also have to think about, because our calendar year does not go from January to December, it's the fiscal year. And so we do have to look at, okay, what are the first couple of months look like for the next fiscal year? If we're not going to be fully opened again, those local receipts will continue to be down. And so these are things that we really have to think about and be thoughtful of when we're planning and moving forward. And we also have to think about what the difference in state aid is going to look like. I mean, realistically, we're looking at, I think the numbers were 20% cut in the receipts that were coming in. And that's really dramatic if you think about, how much that supports the budget and where else that money needs to be made up. And so there's a lot that we're going to have to digest, and there's a lot that we're going to have to go through. We every year do this. Every year we go through this with a fine tooth comb. But I think this year there's more things that we need to think about given the current pandemic, and think about moving forward as well, when we can get out of this pandemic. But even then, when is the economy really going to realistically get out of this pandemic as well?
Right. So will the process change because of the pandemic, Nina, in terms of reviewing, line by, I know typically it's line by line, really, over a series of finance committee meetings. Will that still be the same?
100%. Yeah, okay. Absolutely. My colleagues have already been, in fact, I know in talking to quite a few of them, if not all of them, that since this started, this was one of the top priorities for them, is anticipation of the budget, looking at the revenues, thinking about what the impact is going to be on the city services, on the residents, on taxpayers, on renters, on homeowners, on our small businesses. I mean, these are things that, again, to some degree and almost on every level, my colleagues have been talking to me about and saying, this is something that we need to dig into even more than ever because of the ripple effect. It's not just that it impacts small businesses. It's not that it just impacts, folks who have kids in the schools, right? It impacts every single person in the city on every level. To your earlier question, no, the process is not going to change and that we are going to go through this with a fine tooth comb. But I will emphasize that I know that even more so, this is a much larger concern, again, because of the revenues, and we just don't know sort of what that looks like moving forward.
Yeah. Do you think there'll be more of an appetite to make cuts than there have been in years past?
We'll have to see. I mean, the mayor already came in with a pretty, a pretty low budget. It was $10 million less than the original budget that was planned way in the beginning of the year. Yeah. And it's the lowest, or I guess the smallest increase we're being told since the Great Recession. And so he's already, presenting a budget, the departments are presenting a budget that's already so low. And so that doesn't mean that there aren't going to be any cuts. Mm-hmm. I just, again, it's a matter of us digging into it and having those conversations with the departments before we can have, a final decision on that.
Yeah, it's about 2 weeks later than usual. So does that change the process at all for approving the budget?
No. Okay. The clock starts once the budget gets presented. And okay. So that's where we're at.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And was the first finance committee meeting scheduled? Do you know?
It is. As of right now, we have a finance committee meeting scheduled for next Tuesday, also virtually through Zoom. And that conversation is going to be really important. I mean, again, all these conversations are important, but this one coming up this Tuesday is for us to have a conversation about the revenues that are going to be coming in and sort of where we are as a city with that. And so just understanding where we are, understanding what the projection is moving forward, I think will help us to better have a conversation about our capacity moving forward as well.
Okay. I'm assuming it was referred to finance last night. Is that right?
Yes, you're correct.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, okay. Okay. Can we talk also a little bit about the request for the $14 million for the Special Education Learning Center? Was this on top of the $8.5 million that was already approved, or is that part of it? I was confused about that.
Yeah, that I know of. That also went into finance committee, and so we're going to be able to have a conversation around that. I think the focus of last night's meeting, again, was the presentation of the budget and having a conversation about the revenues and where we're going to set that up. So the $14 million request also went into finance. We didn't do anything on it last night.
Okay.
And nothing will be done until we have that finance committee meeting, and folks, are certainly invited to participate in that conversation as well.
Okay, great. Can we talk about rats?
Yes.
The interesting ordinance that that you're proposing for trash bags.
Yep. So there were two different ones that I was working with Ruthie on, and just to give you some background on sort of where I came out with those. So there was one for and related to dumpsters and to trash, and the other was to expand on the health department's ability to implement some of these fines and fees in more establishments than just dumpsters, mm-hmm. And it really stemmed from a place where, you look at what happened with the instance over at Walmart. And I know that Ruthie and her department have been on top of not just those larger establishments, but every establishment in the city to make sure that everyone is being compliant with what's been happening and making sure that folks are safe, making sure that our first responders are safe. And, I feel like it gets to a certain point where, they can only do so much if, these establishments aren't listening. And so I talked to her, I had a conversation with her. She's wonderful. And I just asked her, what else can we do? Like, we want to build your toolbox as much as possible. And she does already have an incredible toolbox to address this pandemic. But even more so, I was just trying to grow that even more. And so that's what this proposal was really to expand her purview, to go into more establishments and be able to have that ability to really implement any changes, and any, you know, safety protocols that people may not be following. And especially as we go into this reopening, I think it's more timely than ever that we rely on her so much and her department so much right now. And if we can give her more tools, again, to ensure everyone's safety as we move forward to this reopening, then, you know, I'm excited to do so. I'm happy to do so. And so that went into ordinance committee because it is a change in ordinance.
Okay.
And we'll have a meeting and a conversation around that before it moves forward for a vote.
Okay. And if you could just, for folks who aren't familiar, explain what it would do.
Yeah. So again, this would expand her purview on where she can go in and actually write fines for things that she sees as a violation of the health code. As of right now, in the health department, she's confined to specifically, you know, dumpsters and dumpster fines and fees. But I want to make sure that if there's any health violation code in any establishment, she is able to go in there and implement any fines or fees for any violations in those establishments. So again, it just really expands her footprint to be able to go into those kinds of spaces and make sure that everyone's following the health code.
Okay, and it mandates that trash bags be in sealed barrels. Is that right, by the curb, essentially?
Yeah, so that's pertaining to the trash.
That's title. The other one. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep.
Very good. And that's also an ordinance committee.
Yes, both of them are.
Mm-hmm. Okay, great. Anything else that was of a note last night? I know it was the budget presentation was the main item. I know.
I would say that was the key thing. That was the top priority for, you know, everyone that was there last night, and so that really, you know, gets the ball rolling. We are now, you know, fully focused on this, all the departments, you know, between the administration and the counselors, this is our focus right now. And we're going to be moving into the finance committee meetings next week. And again, you know, the public is invited to participate and give their input. So I do encourage them to follow along and let us know, let all of your counselors know what your thoughts are on this as well.
Okay. How do you feel, Nina? I know you've been a vocal critic in the past about the MBTA. How do you feel about the governor's phased-in plan for public transportation and how that might look in Quincy?
Yeah, I mean, again, I appreciate that he's, you know, taking things slowly with each of the phases. You know, in reading through, you know, the 30-plus page document that he released, it's, from my understanding of it, you know, everything he's doing with the minimum of the 3 weeks between each phases also applies to the MBTA. And again, from my understanding of it, there will be no change until phase three of his plan, which again, I'm excited about. I'm excited, not because of the inconvenience, obviously, but I am excited that he is being so cautious right now. I know, and I've heard from people from both sides of it, that we're not doing enough, that we are doing too much. You know, I think it's very difficult. It's very difficult to find that fine line between, you know, telling people that they can't do things they feel safe doing, you know, when you really want to try to protect everyone, you know? And so to that end, I feel like he's doing that with respect to these phases. You know, he is, again, being very cautious with phasing out these different plans and saying, again, there has to be a minimum of 3 weeks. There has to be a certain set of testing that can be approved before we even consider moving into the next phase. And so with respect to the MBTA, again, from what I read in that document, it appears like that's not going to happen with them until even moving into phase three, which is, again, great, because it gives me comfort to know there will be a lot of space in between that to really keep an eye on things and see how things develop.
Yeah, potentially 9 weeks or more, you know, depending. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, this is one of those things where it's better safe than sorry, you know, and I think that, what's the phrase? Like, you can't put the toothpaste back in the tube, you know? And so I think that's one of these situations as well, is, you know, not to put it so candidly, but we have to be careful and cautious about how we're doing this, you know?
Yeah.
And there's no absolute right way. There's no absolute wrong way, but we, you know, I believe the best way to do it is to explore every single option, look at every single factor in front of us to try to make the most educated decision moving forward. And so long as we're doing that, that is the best thing that we can do.
Yeah, what are some of the business owners in the city saying to you about the governor's plan and how it might impact them?
I think some folks are excited now that they have a hard start date. You know, again, that's the unknown, I think, was the most frustrating thing. I know certainly for me, you know, and so I've even seen some local businesses post some things on social media, and I've gotten email blasts from them saying, you know, based on this plan, we're looking to open, in, you know, June 8th. Like, let's get together and let's make some plans and let's, you know, do some scheduling and let's go for it. And so I think, you know, I really commend the small businesses here in the city. They've really taken it in stride. In the time that you and I have been talking like this, there have been so many small businesses that continue to to donate funds, to donate masks, to be out there for the community. Even though their doors are shuttered and closed, they're still out there giving to the community. So to know now that they have a hard start date to look forward to when they can finally create a plan, that's really exciting, and I'm excited for them.
Sure. All right. Anything else we should touch on, do you think, right now?
No, that was it. I hope people are being safe, and, you know, I'm looking forward to seeing folks again in person. But until then, you know, I encourage folks to, you know, always tune in to all the meetings through QATV, and yeah, and especially during budget season, to please tune in as well.
Yep, absolutely. We'll have all the information, and now we are streaming live now on our website. So couldn't have come at a better time for folks. They don't have to be tied to their computers. They can. I didn't mean to their televisions. They can tune us in anywhere now.
Absolutely.
Nina, be well. Thanks so much.
You too. Thanks, Jeff.
Okay, bye-bye.
All right, bye.